This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1361. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded May 29th, Chavez threatens more Venezuelan TV and radio. Mugabe testing his propaganda shortwave. Harmonics and spurs from Cuba, Egypt, and Serbia. New frequency from Ukraine. Hearing English from Greece, Bhutan, and Tibet. And the propagation outlook. Standard disclaimer. First news about some other programs on WBCQ. Roscoe, your bartender, informs us and our listeners that the Checkerboard Lounge is a new weekly blues music show premiering on WBCQ 7415 Sunday, June 3rd at 2200 UT. He says we'll air the likes of Buddy Guy, Jelly Roll Morton, Eric Clapton, Junior Wells, Robert Johnson. But we don't want to give it all away, so tune in and enjoy the blues and become official Checkerboard Lounge Lizards. That's Sundays at 22 UT on 7415. Larry Will adds from WBCQ that a radio-related comedy show called Shore to Shore HF premiered Sunday, May 27th, that's UT Sunday at 0300 on 7415, replacing the radio operation. The Dentro-Cuban Jamming Command continues to mess up frequencies other than those they are targeting. And do they care? Of course not. During less than an hour, UT May 29th, starting at midnight 22, I heard harmonics of the Radio Marti jammer on 6030, on 12060 and 18090 kHz. But I also heard the same type of Cuban pulse jamming on 17730. And that's 3x5910, another of their jammers against Radio Republica via Germany. Terry Kruger in Florida has been enjoying the radio war on medium wave 530 kHz. On Friday, May 18th at 2150 UT, he found that Radio Rebelde audio was going strong as usual. However, it abruptly dropped to about a fourth of its signal strength at 2156. He says no doubt so the Havana jammer commandos could check for the appearance of what he calls Air Marti. That's the airborne relay of Radio Marti on 530 from the Florida Keys. A couple of minutes later, the Rebelde transmitter was completely cut off and then back up to full power at 2208. Marti was finally audible at 2217 underneath, and continued clearly, although weakly, under Rebelde. A true cat-and-mouse game. Terry Kruger in Clearwater, Florida, demonstrates that his city is far enough south to pick up South America in the daytime on 49 meters. He reports La Voz de tu Conciencia, 6009.48, around 1930 UT on May 20th, with Christian vocals and ID. On the east coast of Florida, Chuck Boland reports something very intriguing on 4020 kHz, actually slightly below 4019.94, May 29th at 10 to 10:15 UT. A steady signal with ranchera-type music, but no announcements heard. So that could be, I think, a third harmonic of 1340 from Mexico or, as he feels, Central America. The Media Network blog reported May 24th that President Manuel Zelaya has ordered 10 private radio and TV stations in Honduras to broadcast government propaganda to counteract what he called unfair coverage of his administration. Said 10 stations will be required to simultaneously air conversations and interviews with government officials 2 hours a day for 10 days in a row. There is a Honduran law which allows this. It's nothing compared to what Hugo Chavez has done in Venezuela, as you've probably heard, closing down an entire national television network at the end of May 27th, when its license was already expiring, but normally it would have been renewed. RCTV or Radio Caracas Televisión. A great deal has been spoken and written about this, much of it in DX Listening Digest, including comments from pro- and anti-Chavez sides from within Venezuela. Bottom line is, whether you're in favor of what Chavez is doing or not, there were massive demonstrations in Caracas the evening when the station was about to be closed down. He's already said that he wants to continue governing indefinitely. And it's obvious to me that this is just one more step in consolidating his power. He apparently does not recognize the value of a spirited opposition. Even if RCTV was on the losing side of the failed coup against him, we are reminded that Chavez himself carried out a failed coup in the 1990s. One of our contributors, Adán González in Venezuela, tries to make the case that those who oppose what Chavez is doing are suffering from psychotic dissociation. In any event, it's a fait accompli. Channel 2 and its nationwide network are now occupied by the government-sponsored TVS. You can read much more about this in Spanish and in English in recent issues of DX Listening Digest via worldofradio.org. Having got away with this, Chavez is moving on. BBC Monitoring reports, hard on the heels of the closure of terrestrial broadcasts from RCTV, another private channel has come under fire. Globovision, a 24-hour news station, faces an investigation over claims by Communications Minister William Lara that it incited a riot to assassinate President Chavez. I'm wondering, what about radio, such as Radio Caracas Radio, which I think is still related to the TV station, a powerful outlet on 750. I've seen no mention of what effect this may have on it, if anything. However, Media Networks quotes IFEX that since March, the signal of the state-run radio station YVKE Mundial for Caracas on 550 has suffered from interference. The motives are unknown. According to the station director, the signal has been interrupted, for example, for 14 hours on the 10th of May. This is very vague. We don't know what they mean by interrupted. Henrik Clements in Sweden says to the Medium Wave Circle, nothing about the problem found on the Radio Nacional website. Listening to YVKE streaming audio during nationalization proceedings of CanTV, that's the telephone company, I am noticing occasional fades, typical of distant FM reception. No transmission outage, though, so the studio transmitter link appears not to be working well. This is not what you would call jamming. Rocco Cotroneo, a journalist from Brazil, says, I was just in Caracas. I would not rule out a wave war. 550 is a 24-hour government propaganda and very tough on the opposition. Furthermore, via Mike Terry, an article in English from the Venezuelan newspaper El Universal says the Minister of Telecommunications said the broadcast licenses for all AM radio stations operating in the country have expired, and his office is reviewing the legal framework governing their broadcast licenses. In the Radio Escudas Yahoo group from Brazil, Giuseppe Sechimi Cisneros reports hearing Radio Nova Relógio, Rio de Janeiro, on 5025 instead of the usual frequency of 4905, May 23rd in the daytime at 2016 UT, with time signals with a female announcer. Now we don't have to wait for occasional shortwave specials to hear St. Helena. There is an FM station on the island unrelated to Radio St. Helena, which is called St. FM, and they are also webcasting. According to Nicholas Hardiman of the World Radio TV Handbook, via Robert Kipp, DSWCI DX Window. The webcast, in fact, gets their signals to Ascension and the Falkland Islands, where they apparently have FM repeaters. Here's the website, www.saint.fm. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal tells us that Radio Guinea has reactivated again on 7125, heard May 26th in the daytime at least, 10:30 to 12:50 UT. And a Reuters report via Mike Terry says Guinea will grant broadcasting licenses to more than a dozen private radio stations this year in a widening of media freedom. Of course, we doubt any of those will turn out to be on shortwave. As we have reported, two different agencies serving Liberia and Sierra Leone are supposed to be sharing the Ascension 9525 transmitter between 07 and 08 UT, Star Radio, and then in the second half hour, Cotton Tree News. But lately, there's been quite a bit of disruption, with Cotton Tree News missing and Star Radio heard during both segments of the hour. According to monitoring by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania and Ron Howard in California, Ron adds that Indonesia has recently resumed using 9525, so that's a considerable interference problem before 0800. They were playing their continuous gamelan music and ID loop. John Filiazzi in New York reports hearing a weird music loop on 9765, four notes with sort of a background as if played on an accordion-like instrument, one hand playing the four notes and the other providing the background, 0504, until it went off abruptly at 0509 UT Sunday, a fairly weak signal but with minimal fading. David Pringle Wood replies, the music loop on 9765 is jamming by Zimbabwe of Voice of the People via Madagascar, which operates only from 04 to 05 UT, so the jamming was running over a bit. It sounds like an accordion or bagpipe music mix. The Zimbabwe Times, which I believe is an exile publication from the UK or the USA, reported on May 25th, launch of the government's much-heralded News 24, an ambitious all-day propaganda blitz on radio, which was scheduled for May 25th in Gweru, has been postponed indefinitely. Chris Greenway passed that on. Nevertheless, there have been signs of what appear to be tests of this new service. Jari Sabolainen in Finland, on May 25th at 18:05, heard nonstop African music on 4828, past 18:30 UT, with no announcements. A different program on the Zimbabwe frequency 3396. Ryan Alexander in Pennsylvania also heard the continuous African music on 4828, May 25th, from 22:20 past 23:55. And then another press report via Media Network and Chris Greenway from the Sunday Mail in Zimbabwe confirmed this is indeed what's now being called the Voice of Zimbabwe, testing on this schedule. 16:30 to 05:30 on 4828 and 05:30 to 16:30 on 5975. Chuck Albertson and Mike Terry report that AP has a story on May 28th about U.S.-backed clandestines based in Chad directed toward the Darfur region of Sudan. They never mention the frequency, but I imagine these are on FM unless otherwise specified. It's titled Radio Offers New Voice on the Darfur Border. It's mainly about a station called Radio Sila, S-I-L-A, serving the village of that name, but it mentions two others which are also in operation, the Voice of Wadi, O-U-A-D-D-A-I. And the other one is called Radio Absun, A-B-S-O-U-N. I ran across a weak signal with poor audio cutting in and out, seemed to be in Spanish, on 12270, May 29th at 0131. That smacks of a harmonic, so I immediately checked one-half that frequency, 6135, and heard the same thing. It turned out to be the Spanish service of Radio Cairo, parallel to somewhat better audio on 7270. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1361. Our address, WORADIO at yahoo.com, or P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, USA. The struggle for freedom of expression in cyberspace will be a live webcast scheduled for Wednesday, June 6th. At 17:30 UT, if I've converted their times correctly, Mike Barraclough passes on info about this. Amnesty International UK and the Observer newspaper are sponsoring this global event, linking activists from around the world to discuss the struggle against internet repression and to celebrate the irrepressible desire of people towards freedom of expression. More info at www.amnesty.org.uk. In the Media Network newsletter, Andy Sennett says, in June there are significant changes to the program schedule of our English service as we launch the new program, The State We're In, starting Saturday, June 2nd. Details in the Media Network newsletter. Media Network also has this story attributed to Paris Live Radio via Media Europe, May 22nd, that PLR, along with two other English-language broadcasters, BBC World Service and World Radio Paris, have all been rejected in taking further part in the short list of candidates in the tender process conducted by the Conseil Supérieur de l'Audiovisuel for frequency positions on the FM band in Paris. The founder of PLR says it's unknown in the developed world for a major city not to have at least some local radio in English, and after 5 years of hard work, beginning with satellite and cable here in France, the CSA have just said no English radio on our turf, an extraordinary decision, lacking comprehension of Paris' place in the world as the world's most visited city. What about the 20 million English-speaking tourists? Around 70% of them speak English, in preference to French, who visit Paris every year. I point out that despite all the other inequities, broadcast licenses in the United States are not granted or refused on the basis of language. Last week we mentioned Chinese music being heard on 702 kHz from the transmitter near Monaco, leading to the assumption it could be tests for a new relay of China Radio International. However, Christian Gibaudot in nearby Nice tells us it was not a CRI test. Monte Carlo Radio Diffusion was testing 2 days from Col de la Madone on 702. I phoned their offices, and they told me the reason why Chinese music was played. One of the technicians got this record, he enjoyed it, and decided to play it on the air. Alpo Heinonen reminds us that it's time for another monthly broadcast by his Scandinavian weekend radio from Finland, the first Saturday of the month, that being June 2nd, but actually starting on the 1st, UT Friday at 2100 and lasting 24 hours. He says this time we're testing a higher-powered transmitter on medium wave 1602 of 400 watts, and we might also have a more powerful transmitter on the 25-meter band up to 500 watts. The frequencies to check in alternation, according to a rather complex schedule, are 11720 and 11690. In parallel on the 48-meter band, 6170 or 5980. More details at www.swradio.net. Sergei Nikishin in Moscow forwards news from Alex Yegorov in OpenDX. He's the frequency manager of Radio Ukraine International, that in order to improve reception in Central Europe and avoid interference from Thailand and Sri Lanka on 15680, Radio Ukraine International replaces 15675 with 11550. Between 08 and 13 UT, including the English hour at 1100, as of May 28th. It's still the Kharkiv 100-kilowatt transmitter aimed 277 degrees. Looking over the HFCC schedule, it looks like 11550 will be clear until 1200, when it will collide with Kuwait or Islamabad. I had previously concluded that the Voice of Russia failed to put their shortwave frequency schedule in Spanish on their new website. I couldn't find it. However, Jose Miguel Romero did. It seems that once you get to the Spanish page at www.ruvr.ru, you must click on the link labeled Espacios. Yes, Espacios somehow gets you to the shortwave transmission schedule. In March, Jari Savolainen in Finland was hearing some spurs from that Serbian transmitter on 6100, hard to hear on the fundamental itself. He was hearing them on 6686 and 5514. That is, plus and minus 586 kilohertz from the nominal. Now the same thing seems to be happening with their new frequency, 7240. Zaharias Liangas in Greece was hearing International Radio Serbia on 7835 with FM-ish modulation, parallel to 7240, with an ID at 1500, May 22nd. That works out to be 595 kilohertz away from 7240, so there should be a matching spur at 6645. The Greek regional station, Radio Macedonia from Thessaloniki, was reported to have a brief English newscast last winter, and now we have it confirmed at the summer timing, 1156 UT, Monday through Friday, according to Ruman Pankov on Radio Bulgaria's DX program. He didn't mention the frequency, but it must be 9935. From the BBG's budget request for fiscal 2008 via Kai Ludwig, we have news about what's being done with some of the transmitters that were closed down at Kavala, Greece. Two high-power medium-wave transmitters and two of the station's newer shortwave transmitters have been dismantled. One of the shortwaves shipped to Tajikistan for installation at Teleradiocom's Orzu facility to upgrade its shortwave transmission capability. One of the medium-wave transmitters has gone to the BBG's Kuwait station for use by Radio Farda. The other two transmitters in storage for eventual redeployment to high-priority areas. Kai Ludwig explains the two newer shortwave transmitters, in fact, originated from Gloria, Portugal, so they were dismantled already for a second time. The medium wave transmitter, now in Tajikistan, is being used on 972 kHz, 800 kilowatts, for the Urdu service to Pakistan. The 250 kilowatt shortwave transmitter, moved from Greece to Tajikistan, is being connected to a new shortwave antenna system. That's for East Asia, projected on-air date mid-fiscal year 2008. Liz Cameron in Michigan has been monitoring the Voice of Justice from Iran, that's the English hour, to North America at 0129 on 9495. May 17th, they had much political news. At 0216, later in the broadcast, they ended a daily broadcast called Inside the Bush Administration, followed by a program called U.S. Foreign Policy, which is on the air every day. She says not even Stephen Colbert can cram in as much political commentary per minute as these folks, parallel to 7235, which was weaker. Almost every morning I checked to see if Radio Seoul for Afghanistan via the UK is audible on 17700 kHz. Most days it is not. Ann Finelli, however, in New York, says it's good here most days until sign-off at 1800. Housework is almost fun while listening to the Afghan Top 40, and our theme appears periodically in rotation. It's no longer appearing at a specific time every day, it seems. I did manage to pull it in on May 21st. The Seoul theme started at 14:27. Here's the schedule for Radio Seoul or Radio Peace. According to DX Mix News Bulgaria, 02 to 09 on 11665 via UAE, 09 to 12 on 11675 UAE, and 12 to 18, 17700 via Rapisham, UK. More about Minivan Radio for Maldive Islands. CommanderElliott.com says their editor says the agreement required to get an FM license is incompatible with independence and says the station might return to shortwave. This is according to an article in MinivanNews.com, which, despite the same name, is actually a separate organization, as the director of Minivan Radio wishes one of them would change their name. It appeared May 27th. Shahida Fatimat, the director of the radio, says shortwave broadcasts and selling content to other stations are possible revenue-raising options, but FM would be preferred if they can manage it. And strangely enough, she indicates if the government would accept their application, she'd be willing to sign the agreement, giving the government control over content. Steve Lehrer in Michigan monitored the new frequency for IBC Tamil Radio from the UK to Sri Lanka, 7115, which we mentioned. Official sign-on time is midnight UT, but he tuned in a bit earlier and was hearing what seemed to be jamming on the frequency. A rapidly pulsing signal sounding like CW came up at 2357 and continued until midnight 12 as he kept listening, as IBC Tamil Radio was also being heard. Alokesh Gupta, Mike Barraclough, and Bruce Atchison send a couple of very interesting articles about broadcasting in Kashmir. You might want to read them in DX Listening Digest 7062. One is entitled, What's Up at Radio Kashmir Srinagar? It seems the station has fallen on bad times, no longer getting the government support it once had. It used to be quite a producer of programming, including radio drama and comedy. Furthermore, the only radio station in Leh, which is in the Ladakh region of Jammu, is also being neglected. That's the one on shortwave 4760. I've had another look at the posted program schedule of Bhutan Broadcasting Service on their website, and although it's not in time order, all the hours are accounted for straight through from 01 to 17 UT, as converted from UT plus 6, showing one-hour English broadcasts at 05, 08, 14, and 16. Now, we assume these apply to the new shortwave transmitter on 6035, but we're not positive. Some of them might be on FM only. And as Christoph Ratzer confirms in BCDX, they're actually signing on an hour earlier than shown at midnight 5 UT. But the sun is rising and fade out half an hour later. Martin Groot in the Netherlands reports hearing BBS on 6035, although he wasn't sure that's what it was, at 1552, going into English at 1600, but with interference from Japan. In DX India, Victor Gunatilika in Sri Lanka has a different explanation. He says Bhutan is running extended services for its first parliamentary election trials on 6035, going past 1600 with discussions in English. But he also reports bad interference from co-channel NHK Japan on May 28th. In the Nagoya DX circle, Seichi Hasegawa provides the new schedule for broadcasts from Lhasa, Tibet, including the Holy Tibet English program. It's at 07 to 7:30 UT on 9580 and 9490. 16:30 to 17 on 7385 and 7125. And both broadcasts are on all these other frequencies: 6200, 6130, 6110, 5240, 4920, and 4905. Now, the 07 broadcasts would not be heard on Tuesdays during their weekly maintenance break, and I'm not sure whether all these broadcasts also air on Sundays. Seichi Hasegawa also reports info from Shigenori Aoki about the latest Firedrake schedule, Chinese jamming of Sound of Hope. Since May 27th, the SOH 24-hour service is on 9200, 10,300, and 14,500. And their other program, which may not be 24 hours, 13,970, 14,650, and 18,180, replacing 18,160. Ron Howard in California says One Talk Radio Lite will have even more interference than I mentioned last week when it moves to 7325. He's now hearing a relay of Radio France International at 0930 to 1030. The propagation outlook from Prague issued May 24th. Geomagnetic field unsettled or active June 3rd to 6th and 13th to 20th. Quiet May 31st to June 2nd and 7th to 12th. And so concludes yet another World of Radio number 1361. Glenn Hauser here, hoping you've enjoyed the program and will hear me again next week.